Wine Over Water marks a milestone when it returns to Chattanooga in October. I spoke recently with Anne Gray, Executive Director of Cornerstones. Anne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little more about Cornerstones and Wine Over Water.
They go hand in hand. As an organization, we started in 1994. We are the city's only nonprofit historic preservation organization. So we put our attention back into architectural heritage, history, and history of buildings, how all that comes together. Wine Over Water has been our fundraising event since 1994 as well. So we're celebrating 25 years of each one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What special plan this time around?
You know, it's more of the same, but we are expanding that to be more of a food and wine event. We have added off-the-bridge activities, which is to say, in addition to the Saturday on the bridge, we have five other days of events. They're activities plus food plus wine in different historic properties throughout downtown Chattanooga. And we're excited because that list keeps growing. We keep bringing in different partners that work with us, folks that are interested in their history, interested in downtown Chattanooga, interested in food, interested in wine. It's a really good mix that we get to come together.
And historic preservation, the work never ends.
It doesn't, because a 50-year threshold moves every year, doesn't it?
That it does. I'm just reminded reading recently about the choo-choo and the terminal and the efforts there.
Yes, well, those are our efforts. That property, or the dome, which was the passenger station dome itself, was given to Cornerstones as a charitable gift. And so we were in the process of a capital campaign. A lot of the money raised, not all, but a good portion of the money raised at Wine Over Water will go towards the capital campaign and the renovation of that choo-choo dome.
What gap does Cornerstones fill in a place such as Chattanooga? Other parts of the country, they might have more stringent rules for historic preservation than, say, this city or this area as a whole.
Yeah, we really are focused up until now has been basically downtown commercial. That was the gap. There was no government. There was no oversight. There was no overview by anyone on those properties. So we started and developed relationships with developers, really working through the historic tax credits that are available and as a federal program, and making developers aware of that, helping them do National Register research if they wanted to get on the National Register for the recognition that could bring them, just working through that whole quadrant. The city does have some overlay districts that are here and there. They're all residential, which we are all very supportive of, but it's just not the area that we work in. We really work more with commercial developers and what we can do.
And what's the challenge now, given the growth that we've seen over the years on the North Shore, the South Side? Once upon a time, I would imagine Cornerstones could move in, but now you've got all this growth that's sprouting up at the same time. That's a different set of challenges than when you started 25 years ago.
It is. It is. Before, there were vacant, derelict properties that nobody was really touching. From a preservation standpoint, they were good. Nobody was moving them one way or the other. They were still there. The challenge now is that everyone wants to be downtown, North Shore, downtown, South Side. And that means that all of our historic buildings that are not being used are threatened. Even the ones that are being used are threatened because everyone sees the value of maybe tearing them down to build something else. We do have National Register historic districts downtown. They're all downtown, not reviewed by the city. Those are really the districts that we sort of work within because those buildings are already listed on the National Register, which means they're already recognized nationally for historic significance as well as architectural significance. So we're really concerned about those. Cornerstones, up until this point in time, has always just worked with the owners of property. We have never been a property owner ourselves until this gift of this year with the choo-choo terminal. So that's a whole new ball game for us. But we're very excited about the opportunity to really do a restoration of what that space looked like when during World War I, World War II, name all of the wars and the soldiers and everyone's personal experience of going through the passenger terminal, which was the choo-choo. So there's a lot of stories that come out there, and there's a lot of really significant history that we've never really capitalized, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
And then beyond the downtown and the growth there and managing your mission amid all that growth, what do you think needs to be done beyond the downtown as far as historic preservation in Chattanooga?
I think it's probably building relationships and partnerships with other maybe neighborhood associations or other groups that are interested in doing preservation work and maybe doing it to the residents, which I'm also a historic home owner, but it's not something that we've ever gotten involved with as a small organization with homeowners doing that kind of work. But there is an interest. There's an interest in education. There's an interest in people that want to know how to do plaster work, how to do mason work, brick work. There's all sorts of opportunities to educate people how to do that. Let me also add that we've got a very strong partnership with UTC. We work with the Interior Architecture Department. We have a historic preservation program. I have the Cornerstones UTC professor in residence that's there in that department, and we are looking at developing a curriculum that's even stronger and wider than it's been before. So we're very excited about the educational component. We think that overlaps into the residential component, and then we come back to downtown commercial, which is always changing, always moving, always a little bit threatened that we need to continue to monitor.
And then you have the engagement with the community overall, including and above all, Wine Over Water.
Yes. You know, that was just a little fun celebration that we started 25 years ago, and it's grown to be a big and major event, not just for Cornerstones, but for Chattanooga in general. It's one of their signature events that the Chamber, I should say the Convention Visitor Center, promotes. We really do pull in a lot of people. So there's a coordination through the hotels, motels. It is a full package thing that we now do as a small nonprofit to coordinate all of that for the 3,000 people that will be coming to the event.
And again, for people just hearing about this for the first time, when is it? Where is it? How can people participate?
We've got tickets, so you can go there and get your tickets and download them. Tickets now are the cheapest that they will be up until September. We have an escalating ticket price, so we really have done that for the local community. We want them to buy them early and get them because people from out of town, out of state, will be buying those up. So, you know, kind of look for that. It is Saturday, October the 6th. That we will be doing Wine Over Water. Now, up until then, we have other events. We've added a new one this year. So Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have events that are all around Wine Over Water. Those other days are called our Off the Bridge events. You'll find those on the website as well. One of these is going to be at the Reed House. There'll be a tour of the hotels. Now it's been renovated, which we've fully supported. We'll be doing a yoga brunch again at Feed, which it surprisingly is very well attended and loved by all who go. And then we'll also be doing a Sunday supper at the Daily Ration. So we're really bringing in lots of restaurants and different places. Our new event this year is our kickoff party, what will be at the Edwin Hotel, a new hotel, but of course at the foot of the bridge. And we've just really welcomed them to be right there with us in the midst of all that we do.
And the website?
The website is wineoverwater.org. You can also go to cornerstonesinc.org. Both of those are linked. Let me add one other thing for Saturday, because we have so many visitors coming in looking for something to do. We have a walking tour that's on our website, an architectural walking tour that you can see that can kind of go back and forth to both of those websites. And we've got 25 properties to celebrate 25 years. And it's all downtown, taking you through the properties that Cornerstones has touched over its 25-year history. So you get a lot of history, and towards the end, you're also getting to the food, because we have a lot of great restaurants in older buildings. The character of all of that, right, comes back together. It's what people want to be and see, and so we're embracing that as well.
All of this is this fall as part of Wine Over Water.
That's correct.
Anne Gray, all the best to you and the folks at Cornerstones and Wine Over Water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anne Gray, Executive Director of Cornerstones.